Hello.
Oh my goodness. Are you bored or stressed from the week's work? Do you find it hard to stay abreast of trending issues and gist? Then the Holy Fusion podcast is the right antidote for you.
Antidote might not be correct in English, but take it like that.
Join Olumayo every Saturday as he talks about trending issues and life matters.
Holy Fusion podcast. Value and fun.
You heard? I say Holy Fusion.
Yo, yo, happy new year. Happy, 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 happy new year. Yo, 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 yo. This is the Holy Fusion podcast. My name is Olumayo.
Happy New Year, guys. You're welcome, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. That is our mommy's Daily Fusion podcast. My name is Adekore Olumayo. You can call me Oluem for short, or you can also call me Holy Fusion. Anyway, you call me, I'm going to listen and I'm going to answer you. It's the new year, and I'm excited that you're part of the new year. Thank you for joining into the Holy Fusion podcast, into the first episode of the Holy Fusion podcast today. I'm really happy and excited that you get to listen to this show today. How was the holidays basically for you? How was Christmas? How were the public holidays, December 25, December 26? How was January 1? What happened? And how was it? Hope it was good. Mine, I had to travel all the way from Ibadan to on those state time was. Let's just leave it at that. Interestingly, I felt sick at some point, but we are here and we are back strong and better than we were before. Straight to the point, yeah. We're having a short discussion. I have two of my friends in the studio today. Two of my favorite persons in the studio today, and they are here. And so we are going to be talking about 2022 together. How did 2022 go, and the plans for 2023. And just so you know, you might get lessons for them because it's the most money one. Also, we'll be talking on some other topics as we move on. So that means that you have so many things to learn today. So many things today. Today, let me give you what they call it, tip of the iceberg. This episode might be chaotic, and please do not trust all that you hear on this. In case you hear anything, it's very possible because the person that are on the studio, that in the studio this evening or this day, they are. But God will help us. Just don't believe or hear everything you hear. This may be a very chaotic and violence-filled podcast. Let me drop it out there. So that means that this is going to be an interesting podcast. Really going to be an amazing episode. This is going to be an amazing episode of the podcast. And so you have all it takes. This is going to be fun. This is going to be full of value. So do not go anywhere. I'm going for a short break. When I come back, we'll get right into it. All right, now welcome back. Before I went on the break, I said I have two persons with me, two of my favorite persons. We have Sekosi. We have in our studio, in the Holy Vision Studios, we have Tolu and we have Iremide with me today. And so we're just going to be like talking about what 2022 was, like major highlights of 2022, and what we expect in 2023 with different things, with ourselves, with Nigeria, with Oyo State, with academics, with stuff, basically with life in general, and see if we can touch on other topics on the way. So I'm going to give them the mic to talk and introduce themselves in any way they deem fit. Who is going first? Let Ire go first.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ire Mide. Happy New Year. Compliment of the season. So,
well, thank you. Thank you. Give us a brief introduction. Who is Ire? What does Ire do? Where is Ire at the moment and everything and everything?
Ire Mide is a student of the University of Ilorin, 400 level educational management department.
Okay.
I'm in Ibadan currently.
Okay.
I'm a makeup artist.
And?
I'm an entrepreneur.
Ah, okbo. That means that you wake up in the morning and see you Lori WhatsApp. All right, let me give the mic now to Tolu. Tolu, who are you? What do you do? Basically, anything you want to say.
All right. Hello, guys. Happy New Year. Tolu here. I'm a student of the University of Ibadan, a 300 level of Department of Animal Science, and I'm a web designer.
Okbo, he's your entrepreneur, Dev Digitals. Okbo, so that's basically those we are with today. Those are the people that are with us that we meet today on the Leaf Fusion podcast. Brief. Okay, let me give you a brief introduction to how I know these persons. For Tolu, I've been attending the same school since GSS 2. I changed schools in SS 1, no SS 2. But somehow we came back together to meet each other in University of Ibadan. And Ire, I can't explain. Because when I left the school that I left SS1, Iri now came in SS2. So our meeting was just happened. There's nothing God cannot do. And we have been seeing effects of what we have been doing in the life of this person. We have been at least Iri for instance, now Iri is in a relationship.
Wow,
and so
wow,
if
wow.
not for people like us that we have been helping with relationship
people
advice
and never did a relationship for a very long time.
Okay. For the record, Nami no want relationship.
Wow.
So let's not talk too much on that. Nami relationship talk is
and there is
relationship is topic for another day. That's not today's topic. I only have a cover me.
Actually, it's not a relationship.
I have a number of friends and it's
social.
I will cut all this. We are going to you have made me lose my language.
Take a break.
But basically,
you edit it now.
Today, I mean not edit it.
Ah, please edit it.
Okay. Now let's get back to what we're saying. So 2022. Iri started before, so let's go to Tolu. If let's start like this, if you have to rate your 2022 on a scale of 1 to 10, what are you going to rate it?
I'm going to give it a 7. I think because I got to understand a lot of things more in 2022.
Okay.
More clarity, basically.
Oh, clarity. Interesting. So can you like talk like if you have to say the top 3 things that you gain clarity on? Or like major things, major highlights for you in 2022, what will you talk about?
Okay, a little bit of what I want to actually be in life, about ambition.
Okay.
Basically, that's the first thing. And the second thing is my spiritual life.
Okay.
I think it's getting a bit better.
Okay.
And the third thing, I think I've been working on my social life a little bit more too. Yeah.
Okay, for context, social life. For context, Tolu's social life is good, but it's somewhere down. I'm funny. Okay, I'll get back to me. When is my turn? I'll talk about my social life too this year. But okay, so was there any new thing that you started this year? Was there any new anything? Last year. Was there any new thing?
Yeah. I started web design last year.
Oh, you started. So it was last year you started web design. Interesting. And what like pushed you into it? What was like your major drive? Was it just passion? Was it money?
No passion at all. Money.
Oh, it was money. Sakpati. He had to pay for. Anyways, all right. Makes sense. So I'll still come back to you to talk about some other things. Well, let's go to Irina. Irina, if you had to rate your 2022 on a scale of 1 to 10, what would you rate it?
I'll give it 8.
Oh, interesting. That's a high figure. 8. Why 8?
Well, I was able to, last year was my best year so far. And then wow. I was able to achieve a lot of things.
Like 2, 3.
I was able to learn a new skill as a last year.
What skill?
Makeup in.
So in case you have weddings, I don't know, I can tell Lily to drop her Instagram, everything, all her hands, she will drop it. So
Okay, so makeup in.
Yeah, I was able to change my church last year. You know, when I changed my church, my perspective changed about a lot of things as a last year. So that was a big win for me, actually.
Big win.
Yes, it's a big
win. You are saying it like as if you had to fight with a lot of stuff.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Do you mind giving us a little bit of context on changing church and what it entailed?
Yeah, parental factor number one.
Okay, so you attended your parents' church before?
Yes.
So what made you think to change church? Why did you change your church?
Yeah, I was in school at first, but during that strike, when I came back home, you know, I got to my parents' church and everything was just looking. I was not growing spiritually, so that was the first thing on my mind. So I needed a place where I could grow spiritually because I know I was going to be at home for a long time. And if I was going to be at home for a long time, I cannot risk my life to that extent. So, fortunately for me, I was able to attend the program. So, a friend invited me actually. So, and then I felt okay, I can actually go to this church. And to the glory of God,
and to the shame of the devil,
I am there now. And
all right, makes sense. So, makeup, changing church. And I like you said, you had to like have a number of fights with your with parents on top of them. One more. When I get strength to nice, okay. Any other thing that you think was a major highlight for you?
I became an auntie in 2022.
For con
by last year. So and currently I am an auntie.
For context again, let me give you context.
in these
three persons that are having these conversations, there is one auntie and there is one uncle. Now only one person will know your uncle, and that is Tolu. But we hope for the best that in
2020
well, we cannot decide that, but nothing is impossible.
Yeah,
may not go be like discussion where we get So let's leave it at that. All right. So for me, if I'm to rate my 2022, I think I'll give it a 6 because 2022 was quite just there. But in 2022, I also like skilled up a little. I learned web development. I improved my video editing skills, and I started putting it to work. Like work that I could get money from, a little bit of money, just one by the way amount, just gets like 200 naira on one. That kind of thing. But I put my video skills to work. I started web development. The one of the issues I had in 2022 was the fact that my social life, actually, I saw it going down, declining so badly. And at some point, as much as I wanted it to get better, somehow I did not just care. I just felt like whatever wants to happen should happen. Whoever sticks should stick. Whoever wants to go, whatever relationships goes like that should just go like that. And so then that's the question that I want to ask now. Do you think at any point you had issues? Like Toluna, you say you have issues with your social life. You try to improve your social life. Do you think that you had any points at the year where socially you were just out? You were like, you didn't care about a number of things and all that.
I think normally that's me. I actually don't care about my social life normally.
Okay.
I think at some point last year, I actually got to understand the essence of having relationships with people. Okay. It actually helps in different ways, connections and so many other things. So I think around the ending of last year, I started trying my best to reach out to people more and have more connections with people.
Okay. So I want to pick out something from what you said, which is the fact that I think relationships are important. Relationships with people generally are important. The friendships you have, family, they are really important. And like Tolu said, he was trying to improve his social life and all that. Now, one major thing that happened in, we're all students, and one major thing that happened in 2022 was ASUU strike. So let me go to Iri. Was ASUU strike a good thing for you? Or was it a bad thing for you? Were you the set of people that enjoyed from ASUU strike, or you hated the strike?
ASUU strike was a good thing for me actually, because I really enjoyed the strike. And as at the end of the strike, a part of me felt I was no longer a student, because had to start reasoning that, oh, wait, am I still a student? So I'm going back to school and everything. So it was a big win for me because I was able to meet new people. I was able to learn new stuff. So I was able to grow far and wide. I was able to go to different places. So I really achieved a lot during that 8 month strike.
Tolu, I think I know your answer already, but let's just ask you. Was ASUU strike a win?
A big win.
I think it was during the strike that you did the web design.
Yes, yes. Actually, I had some classes about web design.
I made more before, money.
But 2022 during the ASUU strike was like the biggest.
You made your first 10 million. Or first 100 million.
I made with 100 kisha.
Ah! So, makes sense. You know that. So let me ask this. What was your biggest lesson, what major lesson did you say 2022 taught you? I know we have, there may be lots of lessons that you learned.
Okay.
But what major lesson? Who's going first?
Let me just go first. I think the major lesson I learned last year was that don't ever spend the money you don't have. I don't know if you understand what I mean by that.
Please explain.
Basically, what I'm trying to say is, for example, let's say you want to buy something and you have just maybe 20k in your account, and then what you want to buy is like around 50k, then you borrow money to buy it and believe that you're expecting money from a particular place or someone to send money to you, and then you just spend the 50k. Like you borrow 30k additionally and then you spend your money. It is a very bad thing to do. I had the experience last year.
Mad.
I was in some serious trouble last year. So don't ever do that.
Okay, big lesson, and I think that's a major financial advice. Nice, thank you. But balancing it, I think that if you are sure of where you're getting money from or where you may get money from, I think because sometimes you might need to borrow. You might need to take loans.
Yes, you have a point. But I think it depends, basically. It depends on where you're expecting the money from.
Okay, and
at
maybe
some point
also go ahead.
At some point I was very sure I was going to get the money. But then things went
sideways. Okay, I think it also depends on what you want to use the money to do. Are you going to get returns from the money? Like for instance, now if I want to use my money to buy clothes, let's imagine I'm borrowing money to buy clothes. Maybe you want to use the clothes for a modeling gig. That's when you can say,
getting a return.
Or if clothes now may seem something material or stuff. But if you are saying, let me borrow money to buy a laptop, you should be ensuring that laptop, you'll be using it to do work that will give you money. Okay, I think that's solid financial advice. 2023, you should take note of that. Do not just borrow money anyhow or take loans anyhow. In case you want to take loans, you can reach out to me. I will help you take. I have loan sent. Here, major lesson of 2022.
Well, my major lesson for 2022 was consistency.
Okay.
Yeah, it really helped me a lot. You know, when you are doing something, you take it gradually and you make sure you are dedicated with it and you take it step by step. And whatever you do every day, every day, you begin to improve on it and you see changes. So that was my major lesson for 2022. Be consistent in whatever you are doing. It will add up one day.
Okay, consistency. Yeah, really, really good. Really good. Okay. Let's go to 2023. Do you have any major things that you want to... that you plan to do now? Let's talk resolutions. Do you believe in resolutions, in New Year resolutions?
I do.
Do you believe in it?
Maybe.
Okay, yeah, okay. Do you want to say something about?
I think the way people view resolution, New Year resolution, it's like once you start the new year, that's a new me, and that's all. You have to take actions.
Okay.
Physically.
Okay.
For example, your New Year resolution is this year I'm not going to smoke cigarettes anymore.
Okay.
Definitely it's not going to be easy because you are used to it. Okay. So you have to take actions that will help you stop smoking the cigarettes.
Okay. So it's not just a mouth stuff, it's something that you have to take actions about.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, New Year. So let me now ask. I don't want to just see resolutions like generally. I want to be like this. What do you think you plan to do? Is it social, is it spiritual? Okay. What are like the major things that you're looking out for in 2023? Let me put like that. What are the major things you're looking out for in 2023?
The two major things I'm actually looking out for 2023. The first one is my financial status. Very important for me. And then the second one is my
spiritual. To increase your financial status.
Definitely.
Okay.
And the second one is my spiritual lifestyle.
Okay.
It's kind of very, very bad.
Okay, no need for context. Alright, let's go to Iri. So he is saying financial and spiritual. So what is it for you? What are your goals? What are your major things that you are planning to?
Okay.
You plan to get married this year? Stuff like that.
I'm not getting married this year, please. Let's know what
okay, happens. Okay, let's
so, see. Okay, for this year, I want to serve God better.
Okay.
Yes, so that's the major thing for me. And then, you have to make more money this year. That money part is important. Okay. And then...
You're graduating this year.
Yes, that's... No, I must graduate this year by the grace of God. I must graduate this year, so... I have to graduate this year, so that's it for me.
Okay.
So I have to be a graduate, and then no, I think that's all for now. Thank you.
Oh, interesting. Graduate this year. Some of us, we know we be talking. May we not just talk? Let's not just talk about graduation because the road is too far for some of us. Now, let's. I want us to take it towards relationship now. Relationship. Iwe, you're currently in a relationship, right?
Yes.
What with do you are there plans for relationship for your relationship this year? Do you think that you want to take it a notch further? Maybe if it happens, engagement, marriage, stuff like that. Do you think it's happening this year?
No, it's not happening this year.
So you're still just keeping it cool?
We're keeping it cool.
All right. Let me go to Tolu. Tolu, help us. We don't know anything about you. Are you single?
People
in a relationship? Are you single or you're in a serious relationship?
How did we get here now?
Are we single or in a serious relationship?
I'm very single.
Oh, very single.
Yes.
Do you think that... Are you open to love in 2023? No, I think it's more of, let's be like this. Are you open to love in 2023?
I think that's a very nice question. I am actually.
Okay. So that means
I don't see it happening like early in 2023.
Okay. But yeah, if it happens, you're open to it. Like
Yes.
So you are saying that if you see someone you like and you think you can walk and you can move. And who knows, might turn into something serious in the next few.
Don't let us get ahead of ourselves.
We are open to this year.
Yes.
Interesting. I look forward to that happening. Whoever the person is a lucky person. For me, I don't know. There's no need to answer anything.
No,
I'm the host. I'm the host of this show. You already know my status. I am
in a situation.
No, I'm in a relationship. My God and Father.
Wow.
Yeah. Right. So that's my relationship.
That's
and I'm keeping it like that. Yeah. So 2023. If you have to your current 2023, if you have to rate it 1 to 10. These last few days, what will you say?
one to ten. I'll give it a 3.
Seriously. I'm a 2023 no get good starting. What of your
I'm giving it a 9.
Wow.
Why are we to give it a 9?
Yeah, I have my reasons.
Yeah, what are your reasons too?
Okay, part of my goal for the year is to make more money. And so far this year...
She has made it now.
God, I'm done.
She did for contest.
I've received credits a lot.
Wow.
I can say 2023 is going well for me, so...
Don't worry.
Nobody has sent Odin this Holy Fusion.
I've been getting credit alerts. Debit alerts.
As in, we got a lot of debit alerts today. After we planned Tolu, with all the debit alerts, somebody's getting credit alerts. When is she saying that she's collecting triple the Kenyakon? Well, we'll be fine.
Now we understand.
Now we see where credit alerts are coming from. Anyways, let's go on this break. I know that I have basically learned something. We are going on this break. When we come back, I'm a Barry, I'm a Tesiwaju, I'm a Barry. Thank you very much. I don't come back. Thank you very much for staying with the Holy Fusion Podcast. I'm back. Tolu and Iwe, thank you so much for coming on the Holy Fusion Podcast today. Do you have any final words? If you want to say something, you want to give a shout out to someone, you want to say, you can say your handles and all that and all that. You can drop your number for Tolu, for instance, who is single, and say your number, someone can decide to give you a call.
0902.
Calm down.
But you drop it.
This one define wife. Oh yeah. Final words. If there is none, just okay. Say whatever you
I
want
have
to
wanted
say.
To say, if you're not a UIte and you're a Jambite, don't come to UI.
Okay. If you have no come to UI. UI. Good final words. Any other thing? Your handles. Are you on Twitter?
Yes.
Are you active?
I don't want to share that yet.
Okay. What
it's
you want to share?
Under construction.
Okay, what do you want to share? Which one do you want to share? So you just want to share your WhatsApp number?
Just my WhatsApp number.
Okay.
Fine.
For business.
For business, yeah, and other purposes.
Okay.
090-288-49186.
090-288-49186. Iri, final word, shout out and all that and all that and all that.
Okay, shout out to Adedotun. Shout out to
Voila. We don't do that. That's the problem of being single.
Shout out to all Unilorin students. Shout out to all Better by Fast students.
Sakwa students. Leave her is at home. Let her say her own word.
So a word for 2023. Whatever you are doing, be consistent with it. It really helps you a lot. And try and enjoy yourself this year. And meet new people. Vibe with people, enjoy your life, remove stress from your life, and have joy. It helps, and serve God better, and put God first in whatever you are doing. God will help and strengthen us. Thank you.
Your social media handles.
My WhatsApp is 0.
Oh, you want to share your WhatsApp? Interesting.
090-30-988-324, and my Twitter is Iremide 3110, and my IG is. I'll leave that for now. So you can just message me on WhatsApp, and from WhatsApp, we'll go far and wide. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you everyone for joining. This is a new year. Thank you so much for joining the Olu Fusion podcast. Thank you for sharing all this wide. Thank you for liking and talking to people about the Olu Fusion podcast. I really appreciate it for all the ways you have been helping. Still, my name is Olu_Fusion on all social media platforms. On Instagram, Olu_Fusion. On Twitter, Olu_Fusion. On Facebook, Adekwore Olumayiwa. My WhatsApp number, 0705-762-9278. Thank you so much once again for joining in. Tolu and Iri, thank you for joining me on the Olu_Fusion podcast today. I really appreciate it. For you listening, thank you so much. I really, 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 really love you. Shout out, do I have any shout out? Let me just give you a little bit of shout out. Shout out for my family, shout out to Azomta and Jay. Azomta is someone who has been pushing me to do much more of this podcast, and I really appreciate it. Shout out to who else? Basically, this is the person I want to shout out to. Jay, you are chopping shout outs because of Azomta, so let's leave it at that. Shout out to all PharmD students, all 300 level students of the Faculty of Pharmacy, University of Ibadan. Exams are starting already in the University of Ibadan, and the exam seasons, and I wish everyone best of luck in the exams, and I wish them success. Pharmacy students, I wish us good and wonderful things in this exam period. May we not break down, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
See you guys. Okay, how do I round up? Anyways, thank you guys once again. Thank you for joining the Olu Fusion podcast. I really appreciate it. See you guys when I see you. It's Olu M signing out for now.